Okay. All right. Well, 3, 2, 1, go, right? Huh.
Hey, what's up, party people?
What's going on?
Worm Nation.
Hey,
you should
we're
let us
back
make
in the
you.
Shit.
You should,
we're
we should
doing
make
the
you.
Damn thing again, and you know, we're gonna go pretty quick into our introductions here. But first of all, we got Jacob here. Hi, Jacob.
Hey, what's up?
And don't get confused, other Jacob,
come on.
Which is gonna get confusing. But we'll get there.
It's fine.
I just wanted to open the episode by saying that the last time that we had the band on the pod, I drank an entire bottle of wine and I passed out in my chair. So I'm going to try to maintain myself this episode.
Yep.
But I understand that Jacob is, what, 2 beers in now?
Yeah, which is the title of the song. And you can sing the song. And you can play the sound on your soundboard right now, Robin, because you loaded it up. It's ready to go.
Nope.
All right, perfect.
But anyway,
I would be
here in the virtual.
If you guys wrote a theme for us, by the way. I would be super into that.
Oh, you heard me say that?
Yeah, of course, absolutely. I would. Be,
I don't want to replace "Hey, I Love You's." It was definitely a lot of effort was put into that, and I would not have put that much effort into it. No offense.
Well, no, none taken. Fully,
we don't put that much effort into this,
nope.
And we've done like 2 whole seasons of this shit.
Let's go.
And they came out with a banger, so
yeah. If it makes you feel any better, I think I'm sure I've said this on the show before, but we reached out to Caleb to do that theme song, and he turned it around in like half an hour. So.
God damn.
Yeah, it's kind of unreal.
That's insane.
Yeah, no. So no offense taken. I honestly would not expect more than like a half an hour work out of it. So totally
I could do
fair.
It in like 20. I could do it in like 29 minutes.
Speed run the podcast theme song. That'd be kind of cool.
You didn't want to do it. Now it's a challenge.
I'm like hesitant to get rid of that one because honestly I love that theme song.
I was just joking, but to be honest with you,
I had the idea. I kind of like the idea of switching it up every season and kind of doing a new one, like keeping it fresh a little bit, keeping it interesting. So I don't know. I like that one, and I don't want to get rid of it yet. But it, I don't know, change on the horizon. So
it calls done or whatever.
It could be something like if you guys have ever seen the show Weeds. Toward the later seasons, they started having bands cover the original theme song. So there was one where like Rise Against did it, Linkin Park did it. I think even U2 did it. Yeah. Something like that. That could be fun.
Are you telling me there's an episode of Weeds where Rise Against did the theme song? That's tight.
Fuck yeah. Dude, I love Rise Against.
Damn, that rocks.
And Weeds.
I might need to watch Weeds.
Yep.
Weeds is good. Well, I watched that a long time ago. That shit fucking rocks.
The first like 5 seasons are good. After
the guy
that,
who
definitely
plays
Compass
the
Dark.
The guy who plays her brother. Oh fuck, what's his name? Fuck,
Jerry.
He's like not in anything else. I don't know. Yeah, he's.
I don't know if his name is Jerry. I lied.
Weeds. I'm looking up Weeds show. The guy.
Good thing you
plays...
put show after it because otherwise.
Plays...
Oh,
Andy. Andy. The guy who plays Andy, Justin Kirk. He's great. Andy Botwin. Great show. Good show.
Great show.
Yeah, it really is a good show. God, how many seasons? Fuck.
Too many.
102 episodes. 8 seasons? Good lord. It's not even that good. Okay, never mind.
Yeah,
let's move on.
Sorry, I'm distracted.
Anyway,
I'm
you
distracted.
Can, you at home can tell that we have some guests here in the studio. We haven't even mentioned it yet. Hi, we have Arlen Gun Club.
Hey, what's up? Welcome
back.
Hey. Welcome back. Yeah. Welcome back to the show. Thanks for doing it the first time around and then going through that experience and hearing it and being like, yeah, I guess we could do that again. So
I don't know if I'll be honest. I don't know if I actually listened to the old episode. I just,
no, I don't mean hearing it even after the fact, just like being, you know, having the conversations. With
oh
us
yeah. That was great. That was great.
Decide.
I think we can't imagine. I can't imagine it sounded that great on our end. So like, because we were all on a speaker.
I mean, it is,
it ended
it is.
Up coming out actually pretty well. I thought,
I feel like it didn't sound bad. And also, I mean, generally, I feel like the first skeezin is a kind of a skip anyway.
Skeezin.
So, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Don't start with
this
shit.
It's a skip. Let's see here. All right. Well, I'll make sure. I'll add it to my listens. I'm gonna add it to my listens.
Here's a fun clip. I don't know if this actually counts towards the out like the numbers or not, but you can just go on in there and mark that it's listened, and that's just as good. That makes me feel good in my Spotify, like I did something. Makes me feel like I got a listen out of it, but I don't have to go through and listen to it. Could be fun.
You don't listen to the show, dude.
I have said this to you so many times. Of course, I don't listen to the show. Absolutely.
I'm proud of the product that we put out every week.
You know full well that we listen to the show in the editing process. And then by the time that's done, I don't want to hear my own voice ever again. It's disgusting.
That's fair.
That's everyone.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense. I was actually thinking about this recently because I don't know how the experience changes between doing a podcast and being in a band, but when people tell me IRL that they listen to the podcast, I'm like, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Or like, oh, you don't have to do that. And I wonder if it's the same being in a band, like having someone be like, oh, I listened to your album or whatever. I guess it's different if you put a lot of effort into it, since we don't do that here.
It is always a little weird. I was in a bar in Covington a couple weeks ago, and someone, like my girlfriend mentioned I was in Arlen. They're like, oh, like I love that band. And I was like, that's really weird, but okay. Yeah.
I mean, I appreciate that, but like, you don't have to do that.
Are you sure?
You don't have to do my friend.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Hey, all right. Speaking of Arlen Gun Club, yeah. I think we just roll on into it, Jacob. I think it's time for Money Moves.
Damn.
Money.
Yep.
Uh-oh, God.
I don't dance now. I make money moves. Say I don't gotta dance. I make money moves.
And again, that's about all that we can play. But this is Money Moves, where we talk about
allowed to play.
We talk about some of the cool shit that our friends are up to, and you guys have a new record coming out.
Yup.
Yeah.
Sure do.
I feel like we did kind of talk about Friday. It a little bit last time you guys were on, if I'm not, like, maybe just hinted
what
at
monthly?
It.
That would have been before we recorded, actually.
Probably.
Was it April 2021. I just pulled up the episode.
What?
At least, at the very latest, April 2021. So, it would have been before we recorded it, so we don't even know.
I didn't know shit.
Yeah, I feel like it was definitely just that, like, I don't know if anybody else's parents said this to them, but when I was really young and they talked about before I was alive and before my mom was even pregnant or anything, they would always refer to me as a speck in their eye. So it was just, the record was just a speck in your eye at that point. You hadn't even, wasn't even out in the world yet. Wasn't even in process, but yeah, I feel like you talked about it a little bit. Sort of leading up to it. Cannot help but notice that Just to Be Clear is not on the track list. So I'm just kind of wondering.
I think
I don't know that song. That's not even our. That's actually that's just wouldn't be right. It's not our. It's not a Arlen song.
Fair enough.
It's that's my fair. Old band. So it like, and yeah, like I considered it, but. We were just like, ultimately, just write new stuff. Like, I don't want to bring old shit into it.
I guess that makes sense.
Just didn't work, so.
Yeah, and we didn't like playing it, and we couldn't really come up with a way to make it sound like more like us. So we just forced.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I fully get that. I'm mostly fucking around anyway, so I'm obviously kidding regardless, but yeah, I can totally understand that, especially if it's going to be like your debut LP, like self-titled, like this is where we like make a mark or whatever, and like bringing old. I can totally get that. So
Money Moves, cut
money
it right
moves.
In. Wait, hold on, cut right here, cut into right. Ready, no. 1, 2, 3. Money Moves,
Money Moves. So, I understand, or it's been explained to me that the album is front to back bangers.
Yes.
Now, we all know at home, we've heard the singles Get the Let Out, The Clueless, Threat Point Limited, which rips. I also heard maybe Rodeo might be one to look forward to. Is that correct?
You mean like the songs or as singles? Oh, no, you mean
not
as songs.
Singles. The album's the album's out by the time the people at home are hearing this.
Yeah, Rodeo is a good song. I like that song.
I'd say it's bang. Whatever.
Yeah, we just put out a song today. This is today. May 30th, Come On, which is out. It's got some plays. I think
that song rocks. That's a really good one. I really like that.
That's actually my favorite song off the record, I would say.
Yeah. Are you guys hearing Ken? Okay, he's starting to cut in a little bit, in and out.
I hear him fine.
Okay. Oh, I think he sounds fine.
I just want to make sure, because he's probably just doing speakerphone.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. Very doable.
Ben, what is your favorite song off the album?
Me? Sheesh. Oh my God.
He's got like, he fucking speaking through a bottle.
He's got a can on a string.
I'm using my AirPods.
Oh my fucking God.
Dude, my, let him answer. The mic on my Mac doesn't work very well. But I think I like...
We broke it.
Threat Point Limited, honestly. I think that might be my favorite song.
That's fair.
All right. Jacob, what's yours?
Yeah.
That's tough, because I like a lot of them a lot.
Just like from the gut, just what's the first thing you think of?
I don't know why the freaking name of it is escaping me right now. Track 5.
That
Sinking.
Doesn't... Sinking In?
Sinking In, yeah. Oh, I like Sinking In a lot. Makes me feel like I'm booting up like MLB 2K4, 2K04 or whatever, and that song is like the opening. It's like the opening track. It's kind of the vibe I get from that song.
Makes Jacob cream in his little jeans.
Yep.
Let's fucking go.
He's Morbid in the Jorts.
I was about to say that, but yep. I didn't want to say
it. I contested it for a while, but because I contested this song being on the album at first, but now I think it's my favorite. I really like Clueless. I think Clueless is my favorite still.
What made you not just like that song?
I wasn't sure how we wanted to do the album stylistically. At the moment that I was mad, I didn't want to do it, but we eventually were just like, nah, it's a good song, let's just put it on there. Hell, it also wasn't called that. It was called, it was some stupid like reference to Clone High, that TV show from like 2000, and I decided to change it because I didn't want to be an emo band that makes those stupid like names where it's like Pepe Sylvia, aha, I get that reference, that's funny. Yeah. So I wanted to just make it something that's relevant to the song so people can remember the song names better. Some of them are like that. Some of them aren't related, but they're short and to the point. So I think it's like not a big deal. I just don't need, I don't need names like I farted in a can and she smelled it.
I can understand the appeal of just doing like a joke name because you don't have to put effort into coming up with a title that has any meaning or like, effort put into it. But on the other hand, it is kind of a funny little joke that you can do with your music. So
hard
to say one way or the other.
Not at any specific time do I follow any kind of philosophy about this stuff, but what's coming to me, it's like, if you don't put any effort in naming song, it's like why even put out the song? Like, if you put effort into that, might as well put effort into the fucking name. Unless the joke is worth it, that's different. But I didn't have anything like that. It was just the reason I called whatever names the songs start out with. For example, Clueless used to be called the Kennedys. Nothing bad ever happened to the Kennedys.
There you go.
And I just was like, I must have like watched that TikTok that was like referencing Clone High, that's like a line from it. And I don't know, it's just a way of remembering it. Or just, I was writing the song, I was like, oh, that's funny. So I just write it as the title so I'd have a placeholder. And then it gets changed.
Yeah, demo names are always like, always a little off the wall.
I don't even put any effort into those anymore. I'm just like, song 3, 4, I'll put like a random number. It's bad.
Yeah. When I get an audio file from Robin that's just the date and maybe his address on it, that's how you know it's going to be a banger. That's how you know it's going to go hard.
Yep.
It's just the fucking... It's like, oh, I can't dox myself. Never mind.
And just go ahead and say the address if you don't mind.
It's always ever like... It's always like Ben's address or mine. That's it.
Real.
Anyway, what is Money Moves again? I forget.
Well, I'm
going to... Anyway,
going back...
It's not a real segment. Don't worry about it.
I think most of the songs could be a single, and I think we kind of tried to make it like every song could have the potential to be a single, even if it wasn't going to be. So it'll be exciting once it comes out. Everyone can kind of listen through, but all the songs are relatively short, like below 3.5 minutes. So, yeah.
I don't want to waste your time, you know?
I love a concise record, just front to back, it's good songs, none of them are too long.
Yeah,
man. Like when you pull up an album, you look at it and you look at the track listing. It's 22 songs and it's an hour and 18 minutes. You're like, God damn,
yeah,
it's just too much, dude. Yeah.
maybe in high school when I was listening to like prog metal, but like besides that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like Rush though, and their 20-minute 2012 overture. That's a great song.
Yeah.
So many good. It's like a bunch of little songs. It's all mixed up.
Speaking of a bunch of little songs.
Holy shit.
I saw a little story on Twitter. Ben, I know you mentioned your favorite was Threat Point Limited. But y'all recently signed to Rat Poison Records.
Yep.
And Avery did specifically point to that song as like the one that made her want to work with you guys.
They're always listening.
I thought was tight.
Yes, we had played our first little weekender in to put out Clueless with no real plan for the album rollout for real. And we Avery happened to be like on the bill, quote unquote. She was like DJing because she was going there to see Youngheim, who later got signed as well. It was already in the talks, but they just didn't do it right then and there.
Yeah, yeah.
And anyway, she actually skips like a couple of the bands that were playing and conveniently just in time comes back to see our set before like she puts on her like iPod and the speakers. And she was like, oh, she was like, she comes up, she was like, I want to sign you. I want to put out your guys' album. I said, oh,
and hell yeah.
And she references that song as like the, yeah, as like the one she really likes, which is funny. Cause I don't even remember playing it that night, but okay.
That's sick.
I remember we actually weren't going to play it. And then we still had like some time for the set. And we, I think you and I, Leo, turned around and said, do you guys just want to play Threat Point? Or whatever it was called at the time. And we were just like, sure, fuck it. And we played it.
I don't think we knew who she was after the set. Like, she came up and we were like, wait, Avery Springer? And she was like, yeah. And we were like, oh.
Yeah, I forgot what she looked like. Yeah. I was like, damn.
Talk about the perfect time and place, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the dream, right? Like, as a band, like, in movies and stuff, it's like, as you're playing the gig, someone walks up to you immediately afterwards and just like, hi, I'm executive from record label, and I would love to put out your music. Please
let me own. But you have to own. Yeah. Have to own all your masters.
Yeah. By the way, you don't own your music.
It was cool. Like, it was a weird. Like, it's one of those weird, like, stereotypical kind of like fantasies you have. Like, oh, like fucking Joyce Manor's gonna fucking see us play in a fucking basement, and they're gonna be like, oh, you guys come on tour with us, which would be awesome. And
I mean, yeah, that would
knock
be cool.
on wood.
That'd be sick.
But yeah, that was how that happened. And we kind of Clueless just stayed out, but we kind of just like regrouped and pushed the album rollout back. So I had, luckily we didn't have album artwork. So I just left Clueless as that like random art that my friend Claire had done for us. Mm-hmm. But Clueless is technically the first single for the album. And then it's separated by like half a year, and in between there we dropped 1999, which did okay, decently. Yep. I will say that's been definitely surpassed by like the new singles, which is nice because I was kind of tired of seeing it at the top. I want some variety in my popular songs.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Are you looking at it right now? And it's just like, and it's cool, and we got to bump See a Sure Death off the roster. That was pretty cool. Well, like from the popular songs, I want people listening to the new stuff. I don't want them listening to the old stuff. It's like we put out Too Easy, you know, 1999, which is fine. We put out these singles. I don't want See Us Your Death to be on there when I don't think it's our best song. It's a good song, and if people like it, that's awesome. Like, I believe in it, but I want people to be like the popular ones to be our new songs.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense, and I feel like that's a good sign for the singles.
That's everybody, really.
I mean, that rocks.
But it was nice that we are actually showing that to an effect. Rather, there's probably plenty of people out there who still have it on all their playlists and they're like, oh, this is the best song, and that's cool. I just want people who are new to come and see like the new stuff first if they're gonna get into that.
We've had pretty good luck with Algorithm as far as these singles
lately. Like, yeah, holy shit,
a lot of like new people have just been checking this out and
are listening. Go to our page,
all-time high right now. So
we had a little bit over 3,600 today, and
damn.
In theory, when the record drops, you know, there's going to be more songs in the algorithm, so that's more than likely only going to go up from there, which is exciting.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, these are just the singles being out, too, so that's sick.
Yeah.
That's, like, literally just the lead up to the album, so hell yeah.
Yeah, plus we're going to be playing some cool gigs in mid to late June, playing with some great bands, and there's one bill that we're really excited to to play up in. Is that the Elizabeth Town,
Elizabeth, New Jersey? We're playing with Oolong, Michael Sarah Palin, yes! and Stan Wave.
Hell yeah!
Yes, I'm so glad that worked out. Fuck yes!
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was you guys.
Oh yeah, thank you guys.
Well, you know,
I wasn't the one talking to you guys about that, so I just skimmed over that in my head. That's cool though.
Theo,
I appreciate
that. It'll take a lot.
Come on.
No, why don't you take a lot?
Why don't you go get
that.
A headphones, man?
Nah. I spent my money on this.
Like, it was like stupid easy. I just DM'd Robbie from Oolong, like, hey, can I get some help for some friends? And they were like, yeah. And DM'd me like a couple days later.
Cool. I don't even know Oolong, but they're good. They're good. I know them. Good. We just don't know them, you know?
Right.
They're good.
Well, you will.
Yeah.
You're going to.
Yeah, you're
going to
find
oh,
out.
Oh, yeah. I've never been to Elizabeth, New Jersey. It'll be interesting. I don't even know where it is. I'm just kind of taking everyone's word for it that it's a cool
place. That's the town that The Sopranos was recorded in.
Was it really?
No, really?
No, I just made that up, but it'd be kind of cool if it was, right?
That'd be crazy.
I'm going to look it up, though. Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Love The Sopranos. Great show.
The one episode fantastic where we show. Need the Jamie pull that up and Keelan's not here.
God damn.
Oh, my God. Elizabeth, New Jersey is like right by in near Manhattan.
Is it really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's damn, not. It's yeah. It's barely even New Jersey. Oh. It's like a New York City area.
Gotcha.
I didn't even realize that. Because it's funny because we're playing in Brooklyn after that. Or I think. And then correct. It's Philly. And then it's Philly after that, I think. Thor's not looking too bad now. Okay.
Hell yeah. That rocks.
Well, like the driving wise is what I meant to say.
Well,
Thor's going to be a great time. Nothing bad is going to happen.
Yeah.
Correct.
And it's just every night it's going to be us four boys laying in a bed, cuddling. Maybe a couple pecks on the lips.
Yeah.
Some rock and roll gigs.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Well, hey, that's been Money Moves. We covered everything. We covered the album. We covered signing. We covered the what we were just talking about, the tour. Sorry, I forgot.
Jesus Christ.
About three. Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I just wanted to real quick just circle back around. Last time we were on, we heard about the soundtrack for Turbo Cola.
Yeah,
very good.
Just wanted to bring that back up. I guess the movie's coming out on like Apple TV and iTunes on the 14th.
Jacob knows, yeah, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say it's going to be coming out the 14th of June. You know, it's supporting that movie in turn also supports us. So, you know, supporting an independent film, support us, you know, it will be lucrative on all ends if you were to go and pre-order that movie. Robin was saying, it's called Turbo Cola, available for pre-order. And I've talked to Brandon, the producer, a bit about it, and he said, you know, there might be a small, very small theatrical run, but yeah, go pre-order it, check it out. It's a good flick.
Could be,
you
cool.
know,
it's done very well in like the film festivals it's been in and stuff. It's won like
three best pictures.
Yeah, so it's doing pretty well.
See that.
And then we actually, I guess, like for. So there was one of the festivals where the music video won like best music video for something, I guess. So, and I guess we should shout out Maya. Maya Earl did the video all by herself. She came up to Camp Hill, Pennsylvania with us. Did the whole thing. We did it over the course of two nights. Yeah, it was a good time. It was fun to shoot.
She had to stay in a hotel room with four stinky boys. So, props. Yeah,
that's for sure.
True.
Anyway. And I think that was pretty much it, and the actors from the movie also joined us, a couple of them, so that was that was pretty fun for them. Awesome, love them. What was their names?
Anthony and great guy,
Nick.
The other guy, Nick.
Okay, about Nick,
great guy.
Is he asked for a dab while we were in the middle of filming the video?
Yeah.
I don't think he had smoked like in a while, and he hit this dab and he was fucked up. Like, I'm surprised
he took a dab
the rest of that video because he was fucked up and just didn't even look like he was with it. So, I don't know. He made it.
He and I thought it would be a good idea to hit a dab and chug a 5-hour energy since we were filming overnight.
Oh my God.
And it was not, to say the least.
You know, whether it was a good idea or not, that's king behavior for real.
It's funny, that's for
sure. 50-50 best night of your life or you just die, but hard to say whether that's good or bad. So I could
yeah Yeah, for sure.
He was a little spacey afterwards, but
we thought he was on coke or something, so I was just like, I'm just glad he wasn't.
Oh man, it was that 500 energy. I think he might have taken one of those gas station boner pills too, some Rhinomax 69. Oh, threw some of that back, yeah. Bro.
Oh my god.
The one package that said hurt it, kill it.
Jesus Christ. Like,
they're also violent. It's always violent.
No.
It's fucking funny as shit.
It was like two stick figures, and then like one of them was on fire in the crotch area, and it's a hell of a drug.
Is this supposed to help or hurt? Yeah.
Is this supposed to encourage me to take this drug? I feel like fire is the area that I would want it the least, potentially, that I can think of.
Now, you're supposed to be in pain following.
I'm going to go with hair.
Oh, God.
Hair?
I'm going to say...
Is the hair on fire?
Crotch hair.
I would not... I would say I would rather have my junk on fire than my hair on fire.
What, bro?
I don't know.
Are you for real?
I'm for real, dude.
Hair back.
Yeah, my hair on fire. Yeah, because it'll just burn up and then, I mean, hopefully...
But it comes back.
I don't know. I don't know. No, hold on. I
really
actually,
nice hair, dude.
I actually have. So I used to work with a guy who, I guess he was a firefighter up in New York, and he, in the fire, he had like severe burns on his head for some reason, and his hair never grew back. So he's bald because of that. So if you're willing to go completely bald, you know,
take a boner pill.
Take a gas station boner pill.
I might. Maybe we should also. Six different varieties and like see what happens.
See which ones
work. What a concoction. Where we're talking like a handful of gas station boner pills, or like you like do one night and like
we each take out the note different brand and then like we see which one of us is doing the best, you know, in like a couple hours.
Like we just kind of like get in a circle and kind of show it off.
I feel like you just have to be like,
I don't,
laying.
Whoever goes down first loses.
You're all laying in the bed fully nude, just like.
No.
At attention, basically, and you're waiting to see which falls first.
Not nude. You wear like sweatpants but no underwear. That way, you're not seeing anybody's dick, but you get the effect.
I think I'm gonna be wearing the tightest denim skinny jeans I can find.
This is taking a weird turn.
I don't know. I'm kind of into it.
Yeah.
That'd
be cool.
Jacob, where are we at?
What do you mean, where are we at? We were looking at the same doc.
No, I mean, like, time-wise.
I can see you in the Google Docs.
We can probably take a break.
You want to take a break?
You want to take a break?
We could do a little potty break.
Yeah, I could use a little potty break, TBQH.
Weaklings, weak bladders.
Could do it.
I say take a five.
Hang out for just a minute. We'll take a quick five. We'll BRB. We'll probably throw an ad read in the middle there. Hard to say. Who knows? But don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Pee break.
All right, folks. I think by now you know that you are not getting out of here without a little ad break. So that's what this is. And I think by now you probably also know that we don't actually read ads here. But I did do just kind of one of a quick little shout out. A listener had DM'd us recently and sent over a demo that I listened to and was really, really fucking with. And I wanted to share it, wanted to shout them out here. It is a band called Strelitzia. Strelitzia, yeah, I think that's how you say it. They are a math rock band out of Arizona. They just got one demo up now on Bandcamp. It's called Spen. It's S-B-E-N. I don't know. Yeah, I don't. You gotta pick easier stuff to pronounce. But I guess much like the names, it's a little bit weird. It's a little experimental. I highly suggest you check it out. I thought it was really, really cool. If you want us to listen to your music or you have stuff that you want to show us, you can send it over in an email at ybigpodcast@gmail.com. Or I guess you can also just DM us on socials too, because I guess that's how they found us. So really whatever works is easier for you. But yeah, I'll get out of your way. Back to the show. Bye-bye. Who's Morbin still? Is anybody Morbin still?
Hold on. I've been Morbin.
I'm Morbin,
bro.
Dude.
I got it.
I'm
Morbin in my pants.
I've been listening to the Morbius soundtrack this whole time in the background.
That's incredible.
Like on 10% delay.
I wish that I could what actually
is the
have it on.
Guy's name, the actor?
Michael. Oh, Jared Leto.
No,
but his
the,
character's name is Michael
his
Morbius.
His friend?
The other guy.
It's Matt,
the,
no,
the
Matt
bad
Smith.
Vampire guy. Thank
Matt
you.
Smith,
the Doctor Who guy.
I had to actually mute myself to not keep from laughing into the microphone because there was a scene that they were kids, and I saw a Twitch comment that just said it was his first morb. God damn, that shit almost
you got Ben to laugh. Fuck. Damn. I'm gonna listen to the Stranger Things soundtrack since.
How's that show still on, huh?
No, actually, season four is like not bad. It's really? Actually,
dude, I like that show. I thought season one was pretty good. Two was mid.
Three is mid.
I liked
as well.
Three. I thought three was good.
Two is mid. Oh no, sorry. Two is the one where it's like Will is possessed or whatever by the fire. That one's mid. That one sucks. Three is good. That's the mall one.
It's the mall one, and it's the arc with Billy like being the lifeguard and like
and
trying
Billy's
to fuck
bad.
Everybody's mom.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking awesome. That's like the best part of the whole movie. There's 180 tracks in the Stranger Things official playlist.
Jesus.
That's too many.
How long is this playlist, like, time-wise? I want to know. It's being promoted, that's why I clicked on it. 10 hours and 31 minutes. Let's go.
You guys know who I saw last night?
Me Without You.
Tiger's Jaw and Me Without You, the greatest band of all time.
Tiger's Jaw is the greatest band of all time?
No,
yeah,
Me Without You is the greatest band of all time. But Tiger's Jaw put on a very good show.
I believe it. I believe you when you say Tiger's Jaw is the best band
Me Without
of all
You
time.
Is like almost nobody I've ever introduced them to likes them. But when you meet somebody who likes them, they have a equal erection for that band, a.k.a. like, myself and Elijah.
I like January 1979. It's a good song.
That's like their biggest song.
I don't
yeah,
think
well,
listen to
what do you want me to do song. About that? Huh?
No
I,
shot.
I don't.
Anyway,
it's a great impersonation of me, honestly, dude.
Can we talk about how Leo is like, what do you mean, what fucking show? Our show? What, how do you not know about it?
Because they're doing our research on us and they didn't.
You don't know
see
about
that.
Our fucking record release show?
I'm going to fucking pile drive. To be fair, you. I'm pretty sure.
I didn't say anything.
I think I'm planning. I think I requested off for the Columbus date at the.
First of all, I did the research. Manipulation. And Robin is reading the research, so let's start there.
Oh, okay, Ken, it's all just psychological manipulation. It's so that they are on our side.
Yeah, lead singer syndrome.
I know how it works, bro.
Okay, then why did you fucking question it?
Please. Hell
to
yeah!
To prepare for his role in Morbius, actor Jared Leto learned how to bite people and jump really high up.
He did that thing where he fucking digs a hole like 6 inches every day and has to jump straight out of it until he can jump 10 feet high.
Jesus, he looks—he's so emaciated right here.
He looks really bad.
He looks like he looks like Timothy Chalamet.
Don't do that, my boy Timmy.
I do not.
He was
like
good
Timothy
in Dune. I like Dune.
Dune is pretty good.
Dune Ross.
Actually, I've not read the source material, so I'm trying to read it right now, and it's there's so much lore and these names that are impossible to read, and it's verbose.
But the main character's name is something fucking stupid and like normal, but everyone else has some bullshit name, and then he's fucking Paul.
You don't think Duncan Idaho is a real good alien name, dude? Come on, what's wrong with you?
Hey, I'd like to dunk.
Oh my god, he's Morbin, guys.
He is Morbin. I'm saving myself for Morbius.
Holy fuck, he's more.
Time to die. No, it's Morbid time.
The reason most people quit playing an instrument, I feel like, is the first like 6 months are fucking ass.
Yeah.
I don't play any instruments, and I've definitely never lasted more than that 6 month like trial phase. So you're not wrong.
You have to get past it. Fucking, and then you're fine.
When was the last time you played your harmonica, dude?
My follow through is really not good. It's really bad.
I know that I actually started playing guitar on like the shittiest Fender that would like cut up all my fucking fingers if I played too hard, like my knuckles. And then I got a classical guitar. And that was easier to press down, but damn, like, it's, like, a wider neck, and it's quieter, so... But I was learning how to, like, finger pick and play classical stuff, and then I switched back to, like, an acoustic guitar, and then I went to electric guitar when I joined, like jazz band in high school.
Really I feel crazy. Like the trick is, too, like, you have to play every day, and playing for, like, playing for 20 minutes a day is better than playing for an hour and then not playing for a week. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So well, like, I took lessons to start too. And so, like, if I didn't practice, I was going to get my fucking ass handed to me gently.
So you just got to play, like, every day for, like, you know, half an hour and you'll.
I didn't practice too much, honestly. I was kind of bad at that.
But well, here I am. Sometimes you give up. Releasing
number one record.
Sometimes you give up on playing guitar and you just switch to bass. And then.
That's fair. There's not enough.
You just. It's fewer strings. That's it.
It's an easier instrument because there are fewer strings.
There's not enough players, I should say. There's enough bass. Not enough good.
Yeah. We got one of them.
What?
He didn't listen to me.
That's what I thought.
He was fucking zoning out, jerking his little cock off. Anyway,
yeah, dude, because I'm watching fucking Morbius right now, bro. Yeah,
he's warming to a high degree right now.
I was just going to say, technically, you can't, unless you've been to a show of ours, you can't prove that I actually play guitar. You don't know if that was just Ben playing.
Hard to say.
Can't even tell me, man.
Ben actually has like one of those two neck guitars, and then I just go up there and like do like the front, like the Warped Tour stuff where I just like grip the mic with two hands and jump from the rafters. It's really fun.
What is Ben's the actual?
What's
the actual like musical appeal to the double neck guitar? Are they tuned differently? Like, is it just for looks? What's
I think
the
it's an octave difference. Isn't it an octave?
I think so.
One might be a baritone guitar.
Ooh, I think so.
Because it's just not the same guitar, right?
That or they, or you could go expert mode and just have it switch to with different pickups. I know that they usually do different pickups for the different, because you're playing two different guitars. It's just two guitars fused together. That's all.
Right, of course.
And so it's like they have two sets of pickups. Might as well do like heavy ones for like a really gainy sound, and then like, you know, necky. Oh. Is it neck? I was getting confused with neck and bridge pickups.
Some of them are like one side's a 12 string and the other one's a 6 string.
18 strings? Come on.
No.
That's way too much.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I have seen those.
Did you see how quick I did that math in my head? Fucking no problem at all.
Have you ever played a 12 string guitar? It's actually kind of fun. It's like not hard. You're just holding down the same strings, but you're just holding down two instead of one.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
It's just two octaves. It's like having those two necks, but rather they're all in the same neck.
That's kind of tight, actually.
Someone I know I was watching played that, and I forget who it was.
We should normalize the double neck guitars more.
They're hard. Well, you have to have four hands. So
yeah, sure. That's tough. More hands,
yeah. How many hands does Morbius have? Is it just the two, or does he have like little wing hands?
I'm doing my research right now.
Does he get wings?
No, I don't know, I'm not watching this movie.
He glides like a bat.
That's awesome.
Watch the trailer; it shows it. That's why I know. But yeah. All right, what's next, fellas?
I don't know. We ran out of structure after Money Moves. I was trying to stretch that for a really long time. Wow. So at this point, I don't know.
No game show?
Talk about whatever.
And talk about anything that we missed? Or should we circle around?
I mean, we could talk about like the tour, like where we're going on tour.
Talk about like influences, maybe stuff we're listening to right now.
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah.
So what are we talking about?
So I've been listening to the Morbius soundtrack.
I thought we were moving on to something else, and now we're talking about Morbius again.
So actually, Leo's listening to the Morbius soundtrack, and I'm listening to Leo listen to the Morbius soundtrack.
It's a deep cut.
What is on Morbius soundtrack?
I didn't look it up.
I'm pulling it up. Wait.
Pulling it up right now.
I thought it was already pulled up.
Yeah. It's a lot of the composers. It's only the composers.
Hmm.
Wait, hold on. Original
anybody, you know, any recognizable names? You got any Zimmers on there?
Nope.
You know, any other composers that I can definitely think of names?
No.
Nope. Wait, hold on. There's.
You guys need to watch this video.
No.
Watch the video I just dropped.
I will watch the video, but I can't open it right now, or the sound will come through on the podcast. So
That's the best part about it.
He wants
no, actually, can you play it? Seriously.
Yeah, fucking, you want to? I will.
Yeah, it's funny.
It's short enough. We could consider this commentary.
It's 20 seconds, yeah. Hold up.
Everybody shut up all at once.
Don't tell me what to do. And we cannot hear it.
I know.
Okay.
He just farted. He just farted. I was waiting for him to say it's Mormon time.
No, he doesn't say that.
No. Oh, my mistake. Sorry. My bad thinking that potentially he might say that. That's actually my bad. What's
going on at this point?
I don't fucking
know. Jesus Christ.
So are we talking about the tour or like what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you mentioned some stuff about the tour, but yeah, tell us about where else you're playing. What else? What else are you stoked about on that tour?
So we're in Columbus, Ohio, yep. Donato's Basement. We've yep. actually never played there. I've never played there in any band I've been in.
Really?
So that's cool. Yeah.
Damn. Hell
I mean,
yeah.
I know I like a lot that of venue through there. So
I gotta watch him fart again. Hold on.
I don't think it was the last show that I saw there, but one of the last shows that I saw there, they had like $2 or $3 Long Islands on the menu, so I'm gonna really? Try to make it a point to get out to that show.
Yeah, we're playing Palette Knife, and those guys are really cool.
Oh, that band fucking yeah. slaps. Oh yeah, absolutely.
Did you ever have them on here?
No, we need to. They're from Columbus too. I need to make that happen. Yeah.
Make it happen.
We'll make it happen.
Yeah. And then we're in Akron at Toon Temple.
Yeah.
We're playing with who are we with on that? I actually don't know.
It's Equipment, and then
Equipment.
RSD is a local band. It's got Brad Hudson from Bless This Mess, that house venue up there. I've never seen his band. I've never actually seen him, but I've played at his house like 5 times. But I've never seen his band play. So that'd be cool. Different venue than we usually play at.
And then we're at Pittsburgh with Mr. Roboto Project. Don't know who the bands are because the guy fucking took a million fucking years to get back to us about
that
it.
Show is actually like kind of up in the air. We'll see.
I mean, damn. It's confirmed, but they had trouble getting people for it. That's pretty much what.
I think we're just having trouble finalizing it right now.
They
so.
Just need they. It's finalized. They just said they need. They, I think he just said we need one more band. Oh. Like he's gonna find it. Like we don't have to do anything. They're just gonna announce it, and then if they get another band, they're just gonna add it on. And then we'd have a day off.
Hell yeah.
And then we're playing in Boston. That's a 14-hour drive in between those two.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, that's quite a jump. Hold on.
That's going to be quite a 48 hours or so.
I wanted to hit all the cool East Coast spots too, so we just had to make the drive, you know.
After we get after we get to New York, it's pretty easy from there until we have to go home.
Has anybody ever done like a huge drive that quick? Like I just drove to Houston in a day and that was awful.
Yes, that sounds good.
I actually have. I drove from Cincinnati to Pueblo, Colorado in one day.
Jesus.
Holy shit.
18 hours.
Yeah, barely.
Pretty nonstop. Holy shit. We left at 5:30 a.m. and got there about midnight. We stopped like a few times, mostly just once, just like literally once for food and then just like gas.
That's crazy. I don't think I can physically not stop more than one time.
And then the next day, we drove from Pueblo to Reno, Nevada. And we took a little bit more time on that one just because I'd never been through the mountains before in the daytime. And I wanted to see Utah, like the splendor. And then from there, it was just an easy like 5 hours from Reno to San Fran. So that was fun. I did that because it was I think it was freshman year of high school or college, and my friend is in DAP, which is the design school down here in Cincinnati.
Oh, I know. I dropped out of DAP.
Oh, cool. So you know how co-ops are, and she had to do a co-op out there, but she couldn't get a place to live that was even reasonably priced, like rent-wise, within like busing distance, so we had to take her car out there.
Fuck that. God,
and then
that
I and then sucks. She bought me a flight back, so that was cool.
Yeah, that's kind of literally what I just did for my mom. That was we drove to Houston for an event, and then we drove all the way west to she's working in Vegas right now. So
you can say what the event was Robin. Don't just gloss over what the event was.
It was the League of Legends North American Regional Finals.
Nice.
Damn.
I got to see my boys Evil Geniuses win, which unfortunately they struggled at the mid-season invitational, but you know, they're young. They need to learn a few things. You know, they'll get there by Worlds.
I didn't mean to actually talk about League. Jesus.
Can we not?
Listen, you brought it up.
Let's move on. Next day is in Brooklyn, I think. No, or is it Elizabeth, New Jersey? No, it's Brooklyn, I'm pretty sure.
It's Brooklyn. I got the poster pulled up. Halfway through going through all of this, I pulled the poster up. But
yeah, Brooklyn,
I was staring at Morbius for a while.
Old sounds. So that'd be cool.
Which we don't know the bands in that one either. Not for real.
Yeah,
we do?
The Cute Death is
my
friend Griffin, who I've played with in a couple other bands up in New York. But yeah, so that'd be cool. And then we're down in New Jersey from there.
Elizabeth, New Jersey, obviously that's the stacked bill with Oolong and Michael Sarah Palin. And then Philly is at Detour. It's a Friday. I don't know the bands in that one. Kenton, do you know those?
Friday, I feel like it's a pretty safe chance it'll be popping somewhere.
It'll be fine, even if it's not like crazy big.
And then
Saturday, we return to Chesapeake, Virginia at the place we played there back in like March, I think it was. Then I don't even know that bill. I don't know that bill either yet. But we know who we had someone we know down there set it up, so I'm sure it'll be decent enough.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's a brake switch going bad. Oh, sorry. My brother like called me. He's like, my brake lights won't turn off. It drained my battery. I'm like, fuck. I don't know.
God doesn't car issues.
It's a brake light switch. It's an old car. It's my old like 2004 Civic. And I'm just trying to, because I feel like he should ask me if he's going to have problems. And then after Chesapeake, we drive home because we have all Sunday to drive home. And we actually did that same drive home from Chesapeake last time we were there, like that Sunday.
It's not that bad.
It's not that bad. Like, it's, I'm, you know, it's
pretty drive through like West Virginia and all the mountains and shit out there.
It's pretty. Oh, guys, Jacob, Kenton, we can stop at that Chinese pub.
Should we give him the rundown of what happened at that place?
We could not fucking be crap. More menacing to a society at that point.
What is your first plate at the Chinese buffet?
Wow.
Like, well, hold on. Jacob started out with about four plates of crab rangoon.
Hold on. No. Let's go one by one. Let's hear what everybody's plate at the Chinese buffet is.
Yeah, honestly.
Kenton?
Mine's honestly, I made the joke, but a lot of crab rangoons. I try to get like three on each plate, so by the end I've had my fair share of rangoon. Depending on how the rangoon is.
Really good strategy.
Like, but yeah, I definitely got to squeeze in. I'm also squeezing in dessert regardless, you know. So I'm factoring that in as well.
The little lemon bars or like the weird brownies.
The good one around here is ice cream that you scoop yourself.
Yeah, the ice cream machine.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so there's always like mint chocolate chip or like something pretty good that I'm slapping on, so you know.
Yep.
But yeah, I try to get a nice variety. I'll get a fruit plate in there too, you know, the strawberry covered bananas or some shit. No, who knows.
I'm normally not going for a fruit plate because I don't know how long that fruit has been sitting there, but
probably months.
I respect it. As long as it's got the strawberry goo on the outside, it's probably fine. Not a problem.
Somewhat of a preservative, you know?
Exactly. That's got enough chemicals in it that it's probably fine.
Yeah. Oh, crap.
Hey, Jacob. Yeah, definitely a lot of rangoons, too.
Okay, so hold on. Let me explain. So I had probably 2.5 plates, and I was like, you know what? I have a little bit more room for some crab rangoons. And I walked up, and I go to get a couple, and this very large man comes up and stands very close to me, like right behind me, and he clearly was waiting on some of the rangoons. And I started to panic. So I just took like the tongs, and I just grabbed as many as I could and just dipped out. And I ended up coming back to the table and had 8 crab rangoons on my plate.
That's too many.
And hold on. I got back to the table, and of course these guys are like just giving me shit for it. I only ate 2 or 3 of them. I only ate 2 or 3 of the rangoons, but you know, I was anxious. There was that man was standing behind me. He needed those rangoons too. And I don't know, what if I did want to eat 8 and he wouldn't let me? So I had to get out of there.
Did you try to sell it as like these are for the table or anything? Like, was that thought even?
Fuck no.
I feel like I would have been like, guys, these are for everybody. Of course.
Absolutely not.
I would just grab these anxiously. I'm not a ridiculous person, which I am. I absolutely
not for these three. Maybe if I was out at the Chinese buffet with you guys, but for Kenton, Leo, and Ben, fuck no.
Well, Wow.
What? I wasn't listening. Hold on. What?
That's why you're a fucking dick, bro.
Leo, here's all I'm saying. If you're out with me, you are not getting any Crab Ragoons.
What the fuck? Wow. I want a Crab
Ragoon. I don't know. Maybe if you entice me.
Sorry, Kenton. Actually, I was helping my brother with something that is troubling him. Okay? Yeah, I'm just trying to be a good brother, okay?
Don't care, plus didn't ask. Anyway, back to the podcast.
What is your Chinese plate, Leo?
Plate one. Just like four handfuls of banana pudding. Like I stick my hand in there.
Yeah. That's a good call.
I fucking just, I don't even get a plate. I just fucking just eat it right there.
You're picking up the whole tray and just tilting it backwards towards your face.
And then whatever I can't fit, I just pour it down Kenton's gullet.
Yep.
Cool.
Like a baby bird.
Yeah. Actually, no, sorry. I chew it up. Yeah.
I love this.
He loves to be fed like a baby bird, honestly. That's what that's if Tiger Beat was a magazine that was still around, that would be Kenton's little Did You Know. He loves to be fed like a baby bird.
I think we actually once like a Meet the Band in somebody's little magazine.
It was Ava, right? For the Clifton thing, I thought.
Yeah, a couple
right?
years
or was
back.
That or was that for thing that I wasn't aware of.
It might have been, but we should do another one of those with some.
I think it definitely was for that one band.
Yeah, it wasn't definitely. That was not for Arlen, because at that point Arlen was just a baby band. Still, yeah.
I remember that. That was during like a Swordfest or something.
Yeah.
One of those.
We're going on tour again, you guys. A little bit, and not like as long, like probably like an extended weekend. But we're going to. We should. Right, this is. I don't know. Can I talk about this? Is this like?
Yeah. Why not?
Okay. I was gonna say like. Sure. We're going to do like a 4-day run, I believe, in like August. It's gonna be with co-headlining with the Dreaded Laramie from Nashville. We're gonna be going. I think it was like Florida, somewhere in Florida, New Orleans.
Murfreesboro and Nashville.
Murfreesboro and Nashville.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So it starts. It's Nashville and then
Orlando or something.
No, it's not Orlando. It's somewhere on the coast. It's the
St. Augustine.
The Dreaded Laramies. Yeah, it's their opening or it's their hometown. We're going there, and then we go to New Orleans, and then we go back. And I think the last show is Murfreesboro, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, so we're doing that, and nothing's been like finalized for me to like talk about.
Yeah.
Yet, but like that's where we're going.
I mean,
August. What was it? August.
Mid August,
yeah,
like
in the teens,
in the teens. It's like a Thursday through Sunday type deal.
Yeah,
in New Orleans on Friday, of course. Nashville's on that hub banging Saturday, and then just do like a nice gospel show on Murfreesboro on Sunday.
Yeah, a few really hot places to be going to in the middle of August. So
Yeah, it's gonna be fucking awesome, bro.
Yep, it will rock though. I mean, it does sound dope. If you guys are touring through West Virginia this time around, will you be stopping at the Mothman statue? Yes or no?
I would if
it's
gonna be close
on the way. Yeah,
that is.
We don't
want
to drive us more than we have to.
Dude, there's like several Mothman sightings in my hometown in Independence, Kentucky.
That's where I'm at right now.
Really?
I see him outside my window right now.
Scared me so bad when I was a kid. I used to have nightmares about the Mothman.
Have any of you heard of the Loveland Frog?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, the Loveland Frog. I know this story. So
yeah, the Loveland Frog fucking slaps. But the reason I say it, we've shouted them out already. But a band that played at Burrito Fest last weekend, the Tangies, they had a song about that.
Yeah.
Loveland Frog. I fucking love that song. I love that.
Tangies are cool.
I love that song. Rocks.
Those guys are cool. Loveland Frog, gents that haven't heard of it, is back in the 40s in Loveland, Ohio, where Elise, my girlfriend, lives. A policeman was out on a bridge one night, and he was crossing that bridge, and he sees this little guy. He thinks it's like a little 3-4 foot tall guy. He shines his fucking flashlight on it. It's a like human-sized frog man. And as soon as he sees it, the thing jumps over the bridge into the Little Miami River. And and then apparently it's been seen one or two other times, I think, by like random people. But the policeman's sighting is like the OG, like
Ohio cryptid, baby. You'd love to see it.
The Frogman's good. Grassman is just Bigfoot, the local name for Bigfoot. And Mothman also. There's also Mothman in Ohio.
I feel like Kentucky has some Mothman stuff. I could be misremembering that. I feel like I remember that.
I don't know, Jacob, if you know where TikTok is, that gas station. It's kind of by my parents' house. There's like this little like just back country road.
And I've got TikTok on my phone.
Is there one by the library?
Come on.
Yeah, by the library. Somebody saw Mothman allegedly like right on that road that connects.
Yeah, no, they didn't.
I drive that road every single day for work.
What do you mean no? Oh,
none of that
wait.
Shit exists, dude.
Shut up.
It's real.
You don't know about
Bigfoot isn't real, but the Loveland Frog is.
The Loveland Frog
you
is
can't.
Real.
Kentucky has the Pope Lick Monster. Also known as the Goat Man. But it's
I've heard of the Goat Man.
That sounds really scary.
Goat Man, I'm not fucking with that.
The Goat Man is a Louisville, Kentucky, Fisherville neighborhood of Louisville, Kentucky. It's not the Goat Man, because I know there's other Goat Man legends, but the Pope Lick Monster is literally the Goat Man who lives under the Pope Lick Bridge in Louisville. We're not from Louisville, so we don't know. People have died trying to find it because it's under a train trestle.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, it's too late for this. I don't want to be looking up monsters.
What if there is a monster in the subway? Dude. The Cincinnati subways. What if there is a monster?
That'd be sick.
Nah. I'm sure there is.
One wouldn't know.
I don't know if this Cincinnati doesn't really have anything. I think Loveland Frog is our claim, really. There's nothing. Cincinnati has some crazy characters, though.
Yep.
We've got Clifton has this guy. Who's in and out of prison? Who has "I fuck teenage sluts" tattooed on his forehead?
Ooh,
oh dear God! That's
he's a psycho. And there's also the socialist people call him. He's this. Unfortunately, it's an unfortunate one. This is this immensely ill, very mentally ill old man who walks around, who takes the bus in back and forth from Clifton and Northside. Who, if you like. Interact with him, he just starts fucking cussing and screaming at you and comprehensively, and he dresses like he's from like the 50s, and he carries around like literal like stereotypical suitcases, so you got that guy.
I want to hang out with him for sure.
He's cool. People pretty much just leave him alone. And then there's my neighbors who I hate. I just hate them.
Yeah,
they're these young kids that live across the street, and they fucking piss me off.
Anyway. That was a great story. Thanks, man.
Oh my God, we had some annoying ass kids living next door for like a whole year, and they I guess finally moved out like last weekend or whatever. We saw them moving all their shit out. So I think someone moved in a few days later. It's we live in a pretty decently sized townhouse, and it looks to be a single dude just living there. So I don't know what he's using all like 3+ rooms for or whatever. But I like have been you know I'm snooping a little bit. I'm trying to figure out who our neighbors are or whatever. See if they're cool with us. In the apartment and stuff, but I looked in his front window and all I saw was like empty living room, 2 or 3 boxes, and a guitar on a stand. And I was like, hell yeah, we're good, we're all good, yeah. Shouldn't be a problem at all. We went from like annoying ass kids next door who were like ding dong ditching us to that mega upgrade as far as neighbors are concerned.
Probably blowing down, you know?
Yeah, it gotta be good, on that front. Not concerned in the slightest.
And we have another thing I was gonna say. We're doing so Cincinnati's WCPO9 is our like news station, and the guy in charge of like the media stuff has a audio tree esque type YouTube channel called I think it's literally I forget what it's called. I'm really good at
it's
plugging.
It's called
The Lounge. Yeah. Ooh, the Lounge Sessions or whatever, and we're doing that tomorrow. Which is May 31st.
Yo!
If you're listening.
Hell
to
yeah.
We're doing that. And then they're going to play it, I think, next week on TV. I don't think they're going to play it on TV. I think they're just going to upload it. But it'll be good material for us to have.
Oh, that's sick.
They are going to talk about us, though, on the news, I think, because they're going to promote the show at Motor.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And I had to call this guy. I emailed him 3 times, and I just called him. And he was like, oh, yeah, I saw your email. I'm like, well, fucking, what were you going to do? About it. Just
he works
at
in
it.
Local media, so you have to remember that they don't they're not quite up on the email
they don't,
stuff. Just a call.
They don't care. More. They got very little care. But
you
yeah,
I mailed a handwritten letter.
Yep,
that's what we're doing. We're playing with Cliff Diver on June 14th at Southgate House.
Oh my God!
Why the fuck not?
Yeah,
banger show.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It's literally like a Tuesday. So that'll be fun.
Yeah, yeah. Monday, I think we're trying to be there too. I think we might.
Buddy, I already bought 4 tickets, so you better fucking be there.
Hey. I don't know what stage it's on. I don't think it's the big one. I think it's the upstairs.
It's upstairs. Yeah, it's the revival room.
But that's we're doing that. And then we got a few other Cincinnati shows in July. Like 2 in July, with one with Elephant Jake in Northside.
Hell yes.
And then
it's morbid time.
Cut that part. Cut that part. All right,
cut that part.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll bleep it.
That's why. I wouldn't.
Hell yeah. There you go.
It's morbid time.
Cut that too. and then Self Help is a band we're playing with in August in Cincinnati somewhere. I don't know where that is. I don't have a lot of details on that one. Yeah, that's all we got though.
You guys have a lot of shit going on. God damn.
Yeah.
Really hitting the ground running with this new record, huh?
Yeah, honestly.
Fuck yeah. Honestly, I wish we were playing more, for real.
I want to be playing right now.
Yeah. I want to be playing in your living room.
No, I don't want to.
Through a very small JBL speaker that a random man is holding up to your ear.
I want to be playing through a Google Home Mini that they sent to you for free if you have Spotify Premium.
Yep.
That sounds like fucking a fart in a can.
Yep.
Sounds like a fucking Morbius, huh? Remember that?
I'm morbed out, honestly, guys.
Yep. Well, let's wind down. Then we'll go into our last segment, which you kind of made mention of earlier.
There's a last segment.
It's a little small one. It's just normally we end the show by asking,
are there any new bands I should know about?
Which is basically just that. What do you recommend? What are you listening to right now? You know,
and it doesn't have to be a new band. It can be an old band.
I need to change the sound effect. I did that after Trevor Moore died, and I need to fix that.
Jacob,
yeah, man, this is my question. So, shoot, man. Obviously, always got to plug Me Without You. They're like, you've always heard like rappers be like, this guy is your favorite rapper's favorite rapper. Me Without You is your favorite band type of deal. Like Hayley Williams from Paramore, her favorite band is Me Without You. And like, they've all been like songwriters on her solo records and on a bunch of Paramore records. So yeah, Me Without You, they're breaking up. Unfortunately, yes, they are. I
forgot about that.
Last night is possible. I'm gonna try and catch them in Columbus later this year, but on their last leg of their farewell tour. But last night could potentially be the last time I ever saw them.
Damn.
Otherwise, I've been listening to a lot of Kevin Devine. Listening to the new Kendrick, of course. The Beths are a great band as well, and then some like post-punk stuff like Idols, Squid, and Black Country New Road.
Hell yeah. Cool.
Kenton? Strokes?
I would say Oso Oso's new record still.
Yep.
For sure.
It's fucking tight. That's still going on a lot. You know, I'm still listening to a lot of old country, you know, my country blues or whatever. A little Waylon and Willie or whatever.
Oh, we're going to see them as a band.
Billy Nelson. Yeah,
July 30th, and ZZ Top.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Well, that rips.
Yeah. So that's going to be fucking tight. And I'll say the Dreaded Laramie. I've honestly been listening to their new EP.
That's good
I keep seeing them around. I need to check them out. I need to just pull the trigger. Yeah. The name is good. I think I know the reference for the name.
I can't even pronounce one of the songs off the record.
Archipelago.
Yeah.
It's Archipelago, I think. I thought
Archipelago.
Is sick.
It's a good song, yeah.
She's a doctor, so she's always using this, you know, terminology.
That's smart people shit.
Those fancy words.
Yeah. Ben? I've been listening to about half of the new Pup record, because the other half of it kind of sucks.
Fair.
That's kind of bad. Half of the new Prince Daddy record, because the other half I don't really like. And other than that, like old Title Fight, old Joyce Manor.
Yep.
I like Basement, The Story So Far, all the classics.
Yep.
Yeah. I I think everyone should check out the Phonies new singles.
Oh yeah, good. Phonies really good.
Phony, they're on tour with. They're gonna be on tour with Joyce Manor, because the guy in it is playing with them. So
hell yeah.
The new Awake But Still in Bed song kicks ass for me. Pool Kids has an album coming out. I'm pretty excited for that.
Yeah, Pool Kids single is really good.
I'm on Kenton's side with, like, the Osa Osa records, obviously really good. I love that one. I haven't listened to it in a second, but it's really, really good. As far as me, I don't know. I kind of go back and forth, but I would probably say, like, I get stuck on, like, singles. Like, so, like, The Awake But Still in Bed's really good. The new Phony single's really good. And I was revisiting, like, Glow On by Turnstile, which is a
absolutely
great album.
Never about
great record.
Yeah, that's a banger.
Yeah, I would say that's pretty much it. I mean, unless you want, like, a niche one where I'm like...
No wrong answers. I mean, if you got one.
My friend Ben turned me on this band called Mass of the Fermenting Dregs. It's this fucking Japanese, like, noise punk from, like, the early 2000s. It's fucking sick. It's fucking crazy. It's this album cover where it's, like, this girl getting punched in the face. She's like an anime girl or something. And it's fucking really good music.
Damn,
check it out.
Absolutely.
Jacob, I feel like nobody ever asks you what you're fucking with. You're always the one that does the segment. Do you have anything to plug this time?
I don't know. I actually was thinking about that the last time that we did the segment, because I was like, damn, I'm really glad that nobody ever asks me what I've been listening to, because I never have anything to say. I really like the new Microwave single so far. That band continues to put out music that I enjoy.
I need to listen to that.
I don't know. I'm listening to a lot of Led Zeppelin recently. I don't know where that's coming from, but here we are. And I said Lublin Frog by the Tangies already. Those are my three.
Fuck yeah.
I had a threesome with the Loveland Frog.
Ew.
Fuck yeah. God.
And who else?
Wet squelching sounds.
Your mother.
Nice.
Hey. You're Morbius.
Well,
that's it. All right, that's it.
Well, Robin, what have you listened to real quick, just to top that off?
This is going to sound really embarrassing, but it's pretty much just been Limp Bizkit and Arlen Gun Club.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, if I'm a co-headlining tour, if I've ever heard one, so.
Yeah. I would.
I would pay just insane amounts of money to go see that. I would fund that tour. I would front the money just to make that happen if I could.
My girl, I would morb harder than I've ever morbed in my entire life.
Yep.
You guys want to hear something I just found out?
Yep.
Jacob, did you like Bioshock Infinite?
Yes, I did.
Do you know, so Bioshock Infinite was one of the most hyped games of its time, but its only lasting legacy was that porn of its main character was responsible for several breakthroughs in 3D animation.
All right, thanks. I guess I don't.
Yep. Damn. Hitting your ass with a cartoon sound effect.
You guys are Biocock Infinity. Like.
Biocock.
I'm going to put sugar in your gas tank.
Yep.
Come on.
Guys, I really appreciate you coming on and doing this fucking shit again and putting up with us. Yeah. I'm sorry for just all of it in general, but I appreciate you coming back on and talking to us and telling us about all the new shit you have going on. A lot of stuff to keep up with, so we're going to link to all of it. We will plug everything at the end, so don't worry about going super-duper crazy. But does anybody have anything that they want to shout as the outro music fades in?
Hey, Mom, you're not listening to this?
I hope not. Holy shit.
Most of the time she listens to my music is because I'm playing it for her. Hey, Dad, he's definitely going to hear this. As soon as someone tweets anything, he's going to be like, whoop. Go check out my other band, Spoils. They're pretty good. I really like playing drums for that band. They're also on Spotify. And they're in our Fans Also Like section if you do want to check them out.
Hell yeah.
Give them some love. Nina's a really talented songwriter and hard worker.
Dope.
Oh, and she's played on a bunch of Arlen tracks with violin. So
she's
related to us. Mm. She's in the club. So give her some love.
Hell yeah. The Arlen Extended Universe.
Yeah, exactly.
Love it.
She's playing a release show, right?
Yeah, we just had a release show. Arlen also played that release show. It was at the Hub downtown Cincinnati.
No, I mean, going to play in our release show.
I have not gotten with her on that, honestly. I need to do that. I need to get this week. I need to do that this week because me and her are doing something with Elijah in Covington like 2 days after our release show, and it's going to be awesome.
I'll be there.
I'm so tired.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but she'll be there at the release show then, I guess. I forgot about that.
Cool. Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Wait, I got one last thing. Jacob, not my Jacob. You, Jacob.
Yep.
Show us your face.
I don't have a camera, or I would.
That sounds like a really good excuse.
It is an awesome excuse, and it's the reason that I don't own a camera still.
Hey, okay. If you want to see Jacob's face, there's one picture of him on the Your Band Is Garbage official Instagram at Your Band Is Garbage.
You,
got the
don't
better username
that.
For that platform, and I'm officially turning it into my personal Instagram.
And you still use it way less, so...
I'm using it now. I'm just going to post cute pictures of me and my girlfriend. Fuck you.
We'll do whatever you want. I don't care. I don't use Instagram. Have fun
with
that.
Where is it?
It's him. It's us all wearing the same outfit on day two of Burrito Fest.
Oh, no.
That's
I can't believe you guys showed up with an outfit for me and were like, put this on. No, I'm not going to do that.
I thought it would be hair.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Thank you.
Cool.
I'm taking that.
That's a nice... You got a nice beard and everything.
You're like checking this guy out right now.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, he looks good.
You know who you guys would like? Dude. You guys would like my friend Ben. Not this Ben. My other friend Ben. He's Ben 2. Or the Ben right now is Ben 1. So Ben 2. That outfit you guys wore together to match is exactly something Ben would wear. Oh my gosh.
Hell yeah.
Maybe
Ben will wear the outfit with us next time where Jacob would not.
I own the outfit. I'll wear it with you sometime, but I didn't want to wear it that day.
Burrito Fest 2. We're all wearing the outfit.
I'm not going to Burrito Fest 2.
I'm starting a group chat.
Jeez.
Leo.
Yeah. I mean, fair enough.
Oh, I fucking love Burrito Fest. It was funny. I just thought I'd say it.
All right. Let's just end it with come to the show on June 10th.
Yeah, come to the show, listen to the album. It's out, like we've said it, but it's out by the
album's
time it comes
out.
So.
Third everywhere.
Yep.
Listen to it.
Listen to that shit. Like, and we'll plug shit at the end. So
by the time you're listening to this, it's already out and you have no excuse. Go listen to it.
Yep.
Please. And we would appreciate it.
And
thank you
subscribe,
so much
like.
To those who do listen.
And we'll give you a hand job if you listen to it.
Yeah.
And
that's recorded.
Don't cut that.
Keeping that
Leo
part.
Personally will give you a hand job.
Yeah,
and then...
like, it's not us, it's me. I'll do it.
It's not a band.
Don't worry about it. I'll do it.
All right, and I'm writing that down. I'm writing an IOU for a hand job.
Yeah, I'm glad that's down. So it's Leo, you know, who's saying it, agreeing to it.
And Ben will begrudgingly watch.
Yeah, Ben has to watch. He doesn't have to do anything.
I don't know about that.
Ben's going to watch, and he's going to be wearing his Nike slides.
He's got the begrudgingly part in him already.
He's going to be wearing his
Superman costume.
His Spitfire Superman costume from the closet.
I like the mailman costume.
Oh, yeah, the mailman.
Killer mailman costume. I like to say that it's a sexy mailman costume when I wear it.
Ben's going to be wearing
anything you wear
pants.
Is sexy. Let's be honest.
You make it sexy, yeah.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for hyping me up. Thanks for gassing me up, y'all.
That's
Ben's
why you're
the sexiest
here.
Member of the band, if you didn't know that.
That's true.
Well, as far as I can tell, at least from Twitter photos, longest hair, so you
no, that's me.
Not anymore.
You
cut it all off.
Damn. You got his haircut. So did Jacob.
Yeah, I cut off the mullet, man.
Yeah. Damn. I'm the only one that I'm growing out my hair, whereas everyone else seems to be cutting
it.
You gotta
go long hair mode.
Yeah.
It rocks.
I gotta just do it. Kenton's always had the same haircut. So.
Jacob looks like a cop right now with his haircut.
Jacob looks like fucking...
No, to be fair, so I just got a glasses prescription, and I don't look like a cop anymore. I actually look like an IT guy now, which is vastly better than looking like a cop.
Yeah, he looks like the... He looks like this week's To Catch a Predator.
Stop. Don't say that.
Don't cut that.
Don't cut that. People are gonna
don't cut that.
Damn.
All right. Well, I guess we can cut the transmission now. Right?
Yeah, let's fucking leave it there. Well, I mean, we might as well. But
it where I said don't cut that, and then just outro music.
Yeah.
Cut it and say we'll do part three eventually down the line. You know,
Season three, part three. Kenton, add something, and then they can put it in between then and now, and then they can cut it.
Matt Smith is getting really horny in Morbius right
dance,
now.
The dance scene in Morbius. Morbius dance scene is happening right now. Thank you so, so much, as always, to friends of the show, Arlen Gun Club. Bunch of sweet boys over there making some good rock and roll music, so highly recommend you check them out. You can hear their new self-titled debut album. It is out right now. We recorded this a few days ago, but it's out right now for you to listen to. Pre-orders are up right now through Rat Poison Records and Thumbs Up Records to get you some physicals, so definitely check that out. We're going to have links to that in all the description as well. You can follow them on Twitter at Arlen Gun, on Instagram and Facebook at Arlen Gun Club. If you wanted to write to the show, you can do that at ybigpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow the podcast on Twitter, that's at ybigpodcast, or on Instagram at Your Band Is Garbage. If you like the show, you can rate us 5 stars on Spotify and iTunes. Hey, people have been doing that. I really fucking appreciate that, by the way. Holy shit, I didn't know anybody listens this far. Music for Your Band Is Garbage is courtesy of Hey I Love You and Jake Dr. Michael Morbius Bowell.
No, it's morbid time.